It's an excess of the very hard out. I send a message on Sean for Breakfast. Espen's is 747 Triple M. And it's really, really good news when it comes to providing mental health support to young locals around town. There will be a Headspace facility established in Esperance. This is Federal Minister Ken White making the announcement a couple days ago.
We're focusing on young people up to the age of 24 because that's where our greatest challenge is. The Primary Health Network will undertake that work on behalf of the Australian Government, will identify the level of need, and then we'll provide a service based on that level of need. And there's always the opportunity in the future to continue to expand the way in which we provide the raft of services. Country kids miss out a lot because we're away from capital cities, and this is one way that we can connect them to the right people. We acknowledge that there are times in all of our lives when we go through a black spot. But for some people, that black spot becomes extremely dark and they can't get out of it. And so you need an intervention to help them. Drugs and alcohol are also a challenge as to why people need intervention services as well.
That's Federal Minister Ken White speaking there. It's really great news for Esperance because as it stands, the nearest Headspace is in Kalgoorlie, which we all know is about 4 hours' drive. And I think it's really important, especially when it comes to drug addiction intervention. Let's say, hypothetically, you're addicted to drugs and you decide, I can't do this anymore. I need help. And then you're being told, hey, if you want help, you've got to go back to Perth, which is a bit of cash if you're getting the plane or an 8 hour drive, or you've got to go to Kalgoorlie, which is a 4 hour drive north. A lot of people won't do it, and then they'll just fall back into the same habits, and the problem will persist. So it is really good news to have some more help, some more resources, some more hands on deck down in Esperance. So what will the Headspace look like? Well, it's unsure at the moment. The Primary Health Network will come down and investigate the amount of support that is needed down here. They'll look at how many people may be addicted to drugs, the amount of people that appear to be using addictive drugs as well. They decide if there are young people that are suffering from mental health, and the premises will go on from there. It may be really big. If we've got a serious problem down here, it might just be something small, just a point of contact and a place to sit out and relax and talk to a psychiatrist as well. Either way, however way it looks, some movement in this space is really, really good. We'll keep you posted when that Headspace announcement is made after the Primary Health Network do their investigation. Coming up next, though, in Turkey, the Turkish president has said some really quite disturbing things. Scott Morrison has retaliated. You'll hear that after the Beach Boys. California Girls. Gosh. You'd say take me to California, but Trump's there. And you'd think that's a safe place with California Girls, but it just, the world sometimes isn't a safe place. And we'll talk about that next.